Chapter 1. November the 20th, 1765. There were few things as enjoyable as being able to see the unveiling of a suitor's portrait. The event, attended by four of my six sisters, was an opportunity for us to assess what our mother's intentions were. Our mother, Empress Maria Theresa, was not only the ruler of the Austria-Hungary Empire, but was also the absolute ruler of the Habsburg royal family, all 11 of us. No Habsburg child, male or female, was immune to her strict cultivation. We were all expected to be rulers in whichever court the Empress Mother deemed appropriate, and, as such, were savagely pruned by her sharp tongue. On this day, my younger sister Antoinette and I skipped down the hallways quickly, passing the ornate tapestries depicting the proud double eagles of the Habsburg crest. Large paintings, commissioned by the greatest artists in all the kingdom, celebrated the greatness of the Habsburg dynasty. "Did you hear about Josefa's new fiancé?" Antoinette said with an evil grin, her blue eyes sparkling with the news she was burning to tell me. The older we got, the more differences I began to see in our looks. At one point, we were considered to be indistinguishable, even though I was 3 years older. While her hair had maintained its ash-blonde coloring, mine had darkened to the color of chestnuts. In every other way, our features were the same, from our blue eyes to our rosebud lips. Day and night, people would tell us that's what we were, one the counterpart to the other. "They say that young Prince Ferdinand is just as mad as his older brothers," Antoinette interjected, breaking up my thoughts. "Where did you hear that?" "Why, the maids, of course. They know all the palace scandal." Her eyes widened with joy. "Now that King Carlos rules Spain, he has to reposition what titles his sons are going to inherit. They say his older brother died of severe melancholy. That's how he got the Spanish throne." "What makes you think Ferdinand and his brothers are mad?" It was always a great annoyance when my sister had the best secrets before I did. "Well, everyone knows the eldest son, Philip, is an imbecile. They can't even include him in court life. They only trot him out on important occasions, and then he is shuffled back to his rooms. The poor prince had to be excluded from the line. They couldn't even consider him as a ruler. Carlos's second son, Carlos IV, is, of course, destined for the Spanish throne. But Naples, that belongs to Ferdinand." She shrugged. "It's the lesser kingdom anyway, so it's probably for the best. I can't picture Josefa ruling anything more prestigious." Of all six of my living sisters, Josefa was the one Antoinette and I liked the least. Well, not quite the least. Elizabeth, because of her great beauty, was Mother's favorite, and therefore could do no wrong. It was no secret that Mother intended on her getting the best marriage out of all of us. While I, on the other hand, was always being criticized for my behavior. The title that Mother sought for Josefa was Queen of Naples, not one of the more prestigious titles. The Kingdom of the Two Sicilies took up the southern half of the Italian peninsula. Keeping to itself, the kingdom was seen more as a puppet of Spain than an independent country. Once, the Holy Roman Empire had held almost all the territories of the Italian peninsula. But, as Mother liked to lament, our grandfather had squandered them away. The two Sicilies had been ours, and Mother wanted them back in the Habsburg fold, regardless of the cost. This marriage alliance was so important that Mother had attempted to marry our sister Johanna to the young king, but she died before the negotiations got very far. Now, it was Josefa's turn to fulfill Mother's will. "How terrible this is for her," I lamented. "She has to marry our sister's intended husband." "Only you would think that," Antoinette laughed. "You refuse to even share a name with a sister who died well before you were born." I shrugged. "I don't want to be confined to anyone else's fate." We turned the corner and skidded to a stop on the royal red carpet, just in time to avoid running into the large golden-white porcelain vase perched on the pedestal. The butler that stood nearby raised an eyebrow as I grabbed the wobbling antique vase, steadying it on its roost. "Sorry," I mumbled as we scurried toward the small royal parlor.